Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. The number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. And today we're going to talk about how to get your home ready to sell.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about not only getting your home ready to sell, but we're just going to share a few interior design tips, home staging tips, and basically just making the most, how to make the most of your home, whether it is for the intention of getting your home on the market and improving the value, or if you're, maybe you're listening to this and you don't want to sell your home, or maybe you're even someone who's renting and you just want some tips and ideas on ways to spruce up your place and make the most of it. That's what we're going to be talking about today. We're not by any means interior designers, but we are just going to be sharing what we've seen working based off of our experience in real estate.
One thing that's really cool about Berkshire Hathaway, though, is we have Tuesday weekly sales meetings, and we actually bring in a lot of guest speakers on these Tuesday mornings. And we have had quite a few staging companies come in. Oftentimes, yeah, of course, it's to promote and pitch their company, but also it's just to give us as realtor brokers designer tips and just things to provide information to for our sellers, which is a really good service, if you ask me. Especially if, you know, you're a young buck, you're used to your college days, you got your dorm room, and you just want to do your cool little mirrors, you know, and poster boards everywhere. Gentlemen, let's get rid of that. Okay. I used to do it in my garage when we first got married, and then now it's kind of just over with. But this is a fun show because it's a question that simply gets asked every listing appointment for me. Spence, what do you think about this? Where should this go? Can I leave this on the wall? Does that look funky? Uh-huh. You know, and all of these things are very valid questions, and it excites me.
Yes.
It really does. So I'm glad we actually are finally getting to this and talk about it on this week's show.
There's a lot to talk about. And before we get into any of our tips, I will say, I think it's important to note, if you are someone who is listening to this for the sole purpose of, you're wanting to do these things for the sole purpose of selling your home and improving the value, what you're going to want to do before you, some of these things will cost money, some of them won't, but before you put any money into it, a big important thing is to take a look at the homes around you and get a good idea of what your home realistically could potentially sell for if you did, you know, whatever updates you're wanting to do. Because what we don't want is for you to over improve your property to the point where you can't make the money back. And so, like we were talking about before, say, you know, you have the worst home in the neighborhood or one of the not as nice homes and the other homes are selling for a lot more than yours, then you're in a really good position to update away, and you know, you there's a lot of room to add value there versus on the flip side.
And a really good visual, because I know we've all done this in our lifetime, going somewhere and not dressing for the occasion. Imagine dressing completely different than everybody else, meaning you're dressed differently than the other houses on the street, and you just look like the oddball in the group. You don't really want to be that oddball that someone's going to be like, what is going on? You know, you really want to look around, observe what other people are doing as well. Obviously, we're not copycatters or anything, but you definitely want to understand your area. And part of that is looking out as a local professional and having a realtor maybe come in and give you that advice. And ultimately, people, I just get right to the point, where's the money? You know, what's going to make you the most money? Sometimes staging, sometimes moving things around, but ultimately your home value. What is your actual home value before you put in the work, before you hire a stager, before you start buying things to put in your home or just change things around? That's really important. What's the value of your home initially? Mm-hmm. And I think we'll talk a little bit about that on how we create a value of your home if we get that far.
We will. We'll get to that later on. You want to be sure to listen until the end for this episode. All right. So some of our home staging tips or design tips or whatever you want to call it for whatever it is that you're wanting to do with your home. So the first one isn't a tip, it's a mistake. And that is a mistake we see in homes often. That is mix matching style in an untasteful way. I'm all about mixing and matching different styles if it flows well. But this is something, it's a mistake that we've seen with home sellers, not only decor that you could put in your home, but also it's a mistake that could be done with design, such as a big one that you see often is flooring. You'll see, you know, you don't have to have the same flooring everywhere for it to flow. A lot of times it looks good to mix that up, but having like one type of flooring in one area and then just in an awkward space, a different flooring that doesn't go with it. So you just want to be careful with that type of thing with decor and design. You want it, if it's not matching, you want it to still flow.
Yeah. And the hardest part about our jobs, honestly, is walking into a home and say that is going on. I address it. Some people might not, but I'm just the type of guy where I can't like lie to you or just tell you a value and then you're like, I'm not happy with that value. And part of it is because you either are going to pay more money and get things matching again, or you're going to probably take a little less value and just get it sold in the condition it's in. And it really does kill me when we're dealing with like 2,000, 3,000 square foot homes and you got one room vinyl, one room real wood, one room laminate, you know, and they're just completely different colors.
We've seen some funky things.
Man, and usually, most of the time, and that's why I say it's hard to tell the seller this, it's their own work. That they're putting in. It's they're cutting their own floorboards, you know, and laying it themselves rather than hiring it out with a professional company. And so sometimes doing the work yourself, you got to realize and outweigh the costs versus potential repair that you might have to do in the future. Just because we got to understand we're not the professionals here. And so do what you're qualified to do.
That's another big mistake that I've seen that I'll touch on real quick that I've seen home sellers do is when they're, you know, say replacing the flooring to their home. There's nothing wrong with doing things yourself if you are able to do it well, but I've seen it done too many times where the sellers just didn't know what they were doing, and then it makes it a lot worse than like you would have been better off just keeping it the way it was in that case. All right, so another thing that you can do to improve your space is the lighting. It's kind of a small thing, but if a room doesn't have enough lighting, adding some more lighting or just changing out the lighting. One thing that I think a lot of you see in a lot of new construction or just a lot of builders do this in older homes, like all homes, is the boob lighting. And it just makes it look cheap, for lack of a better word, because they are cheap and that's why they use them. And so just replacing those can make a huge difference. Or just replacing lighting in general can really spruce up a place.
And ultimately, sellers, they get caught red-handed when the lighting does not match the listing photos. And that's because nowadays listing photos, we hire professional photos to be done, right? And so that just comes through edit. A lot of our photographers edit the lighting in and they just like it to be natural light when they're taking photos for this reason. Now, a lot of buyers, from what I see, they walk in, and especially if the house is placed in maybe like the awkward direction of the sunlight, they're like, wow, it is dark in here.
Yeah.
It is dark. And so then they start looking at electrical costs and what it's going to take to do in ceiling lighting, that type of stuff.
Or they don't even think about it and they're like, pass, because they don't even think that it's maybe an option, or they don't want to even do it.
That's a huge risk, the vision of
Yeah,
of
they don't, just
buyers.
Don't have vision. So they're like, well, we'll move on.
Yeah. Wow. Solar tubes, skylights, all that kind of stuff. There's some options, but they all cost a little bit of money with it all. I was just going to mention that in one of your ideas of, you know, who does the flooring and stuff. The minute I mention flooring, my wife looks at me strange, and then that stops that. That comes
she
to
shuts that down.
That kind of, so there's a safeguard in our household for that part of it.
That's funny. Anyway. I like that.
Hey, I want to remind you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about how to get your home ready to sell.
So our next tip is for, say, your home has really low ceilings. That's something that a lot of home buyers aren't wanting nowadays because they want the, you know, newer high ceilings, open layout. And if there's an older home, you know, there's not often a lot of things you can do to change that. And so a little trick that you can do to kind of create the illusion of higher ceilings and make it feel a little less claustrophobic if they're super low is by hanging curtains that go all the way down instead of like to the floor, instead of hanging curtains that just stop at the windowsill. So not a lot of people know about that, but that's something that does make a little bit of
you
a
mean
difference.
Putting smaller furniture in, you know, for like little baby furniture and stuff,
making or it, you could do that, put kid-sized tables and yeah. chair kids
make
chairs,
the room look a whole lot bigger.
That would definitely yeah. do the trick too. Yeah.
Hey, they can do it on the films, you know.
There yeah. you go.
Okay, moving on. Another tip is a new interior door can make a big difference. That's something.
And explain that. Like, what type of interior door do you mean?
So I'm just thinking of, I have a picture of a before and after. I love looking at before and after pictures. It's like my favorite pastime, waste of time thing to do is going on Pinterest and looking at before and after pictures of home remodels because I think it's so much fun. And something that you see a lot is say there's a living room that goes to the dining room and it's an older home with not an open layout, and there's a door that goes from the living room to the dining room and it's like an older door. Changing that and adding like maybe okay. A beautiful French door or okay. a glass door or just something, a statement door, something like that is something that could be pretty cost effective. It not cost that much, but for the it can, what am I trying to say, make a big difference for how much it costs, if that makes sense.
Okay. So, no, that makes
interior
complete
door.
Sense.
I'm not talking about all the doors.
Yeah, yeah,
just
it doesn't
like
mean change all your doors.
Door.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
That's what I was
cool.
meaning.
Perfect.
Okay. And then another thing, so this is my favorite thing that I think makes the biggest difference whenever I see homes that are flipped before and after pictures. It's so often overlooked, but new trim mm. really makes a big difference, and it's a lot less expensive than a lot of other things you could do. So adding new trim, maybe thicker trim, or just adding new trim around the baseboards and the doors and the windows, that can make such a difference. If you don't believe me, look up some new trim before and afters and you'll probably be like mind blown as well.
Well, you know what's really in right now is a lot of accent walls and putting trim around the walling. I don't know why, but it faded for a while.
Yeah.
And they got rid of all that. But now it's like a statement piece, especially for like the dining areas, sitting, talking rooms, which it used to be everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be paneling along the walls and
the
stuff.
The wall paneling is definitely back in.
Yeah.
So is wallpaper. We were talking about that. Wallpaper is really in right now too. I don't know that I would say to do wallpaper if you're like talking about improving the like if you're about to sell it, because that's something that could be so personalized.
Yeah.
Because usually you'd choose one that's like specific to you, but there's a lot of really cute wallpaper out there that would make great accent walls if you're you know, maybe you're just
but
wanting to remodel your home.
Really in right
it
now.
Is really in right now.
I can't
yes.
believe that.
I don't know if it'll be a flash trend or what, but it's in right now. So right. We'll
maybe
see
they
what
found newer techniques to remove wallpaper.
Wallpaper is a hard thing to put up unless you know what you're doing. You'll have it hanging on you. Right.
I've never
than
done
the
it. I don't know. I've never done
it's
it.
It's not an easy thing to do to put it up.
It's intimidating
right.
though. Like when I walk into houses and it's full of wallpaper, you're like, what do I do? You
well,
know,
wallpaper, like, older wallpaper isn't in. There's new wallpaper that's cute. It's not the same as
course.
The older one, but you know, we all know that. Okay, so now we're going to share. Those were tips were more for anyone, I guess. You're just wanting to improve your space. You're moving into a new home. You want some tips on what you can do with it. These next few tips are more specifically for getting your home ready to sell, but I guess they could apply to anyone that's just wanting to spruce up their place a little bit as well to enjoy for themselves if cool. they're not selling. So, all right. So first, this is the most cliche one. I feel like everyone says this, but it's for a good reason. This is, in my opinion, and in all my years of selling real estate, by far the most important. And that is taking a good look at everything that's sitting out in your home. For us, it was, an air fryer that, you know, we never found room for in a kitchen cabinet, our vitamins that were sitting out on the counter, like a toy barn sitting in the corner and a toy horse in the living room, like things like that, that you just get so used to seeing it, you don't even notice it anymore. But take a really good look at all that stuff and then either box it up, if you're going to be moving anyway, if you are moving, box it up, put it in a spare bedroom, or best case scenario would be the garage if you have that, an attic space, even, or if it's something, things that you're still going to use, like your vitamins while you're living there, then reorganize and make room for it in a cabinet, because that will make a huge difference.
Can I add to that just a little bit?
Yes, please do.
So I'm a really intentional person. So like, say you were wanting to sell your house, and that doesn't mean like you're wanting to just put your house up for sale and just say, oh, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm going into the listing process and selling process understanding and knowing that I'm going to be selling my house. And so if that really matters to you, then boxing these things up, putting things away, shouldn't be bothering you at all.
You're saving yourself legwork for later.
Exactly. And so a lot of people, we might touch on this here in a little bit, but they either put into a storage unit, which it does cost money, or they just pack their garage. Okay. Yeah. Because in reality, people aren't really looking at the garage and saying, oh, what a pack rat this must be. I'm not buying this house. Okay. They're looking at the home itself. And so that's just extra storage space that a lot of people use. So
they might even be looking at it saying they're packed up and ready to go. Exactly. And that's all
that's
stuff.
That's a good
there.
Thing. And that's really
and
true.
And that honestly is a lot of my feedback from my buyers.
That's
like,
so true.
Wow, these people, they're motivated. They want to get out of here.
Yeah.
And if that's you, you're selling your house with intention and you're taking away all of the personal items and that type of stuff, and you don't have a problem making your house a little bit less cluttered, or now of course keep the stuff out that you use every day. Okay, that's what I always say.
Well, I wouldn't say keep it out.
I would say keep it within reach,
but find a home for it.
There you go.
And make room.
There you go. Thanks for correcting.
Don't keep it out on the counter.
Have it as a reach to where you're able to use it.
And to go along with that, something I surprisingly get asked all the time from home sellers is, they're concerned, or more like a comment, is that they're concerned that home buyers are going to be turned off by how cluttered their garage is. But that's actually, whenever we show houses, if the house is clean and looks organized, the garage is always filled to the rim with stuff, like filled completely. And I, as a realtor, I would way rather see your garage completely full and your house look nice and tidy and organized and decluttered. Then
quick tip for your garage, though, make sure your hot water heater is in access and reach. Make sure your attic space is in access and reach, and your electrical panel box is in access and reach for when you're in that inspection period.
Yeah.
Because all three of those need to be inspected and they need to have the ability to access.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about how to get your home ready to sell.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. So let's continue with the little time we have left. How to get your home ready to sell.
All right. So the next tip for, and the last tip for, before we get into the Q&A segment of this, for getting your home ready to sell is the curb appeal. And so what we have to say about this is, if you don't want to put money into it, some things that can make a big difference for very, very small amount of effort is just simply giving your home a good bath, making it really clean, cleaning up the exterior of it. And maybe there's moss on the roof, trying to get that off. Little things like cobwebs can come up on the outside of your home. And when we live there for so long, you don't even notice it anymore. So just taking a good look at it as a home buyer, getting it nice and spick and span, perfectly clean, is going to go a long way and make a big difference. Just cleaning it up.
Yep.
All right. So for our Q&A, so this question, Warren asked this, so I thought I'd throw it in there because it has to do with this. Is it better to sell an empty house or a home that has furniture in it?
You know, and my reply to that was, if the home is already empty and you just don't see the vision, or it's just having a hard time selling maybe, there's nothing wrong with bringing in a professional stager as a consultant, because that just makes their job a little bit easier for placing that furniture, because it's already empty and vacant. And we do have those on speed dial. Seriously, our company is really good at us telling Warren about our weekly sales meetings. We actually have local stagers come in and just talk to us and share their knowledge, and that's kind of how we're providing this to you guys as our audience. I would recommend a professional stager.
Yeah.
If your home is vacant. Now, there's some homes where you're just like, nah, it's not really worth it. You know, in this market, things are selling so quickly. Sometimes it's not worth it. And that's why we always need to consult before you do.
Yeah. And every property is different,
yes,
too. So it really depends on the property.
And if your home is packed, though, there, with furniture, yeah. Now that's where we go through what we kind of just talked about, the decluttering stage. And I do the walkthrough and you'd ask me the questions. And usually I'm like, you know, let's box this. Let's put it away. Do you need it? Those type of things.
Yes.
What about pictures hanging on the wall? What would you suggest there?
As far as pictures go, so that's something I would say it's best to take them off the wall. And the reason being is because when home buyers go through your home and they see all these pictures of your family, subconsciously, it kind of makes them feel like they're intruding, and they kind of rush through and don't really take as much time in the home. And it does make it a little bit harder for them to imagine themselves living there.
What if it's a painting?
If it's a painting.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that it depends on the circumstance, because sometimes it can be like staging and make it look nicer, like right. Decorations. Yeah. You just don't want to have too much.
Every painting's different.
Yeah,
you know?
Minimal is better.
It could be an art piece that you're like a wild hair, but then
tasteful,
it could be a time period to where it like fits in with
yeah.
that colonial style build, and it's yeah. in that sitting room.
It just depends.
And it just works for that room. Of course, leave that painting. And that's why the consultation is really important. And when you talk to us about your home's value, usually that all of these subjects are brought up, mm-hmm. and we're able to actually talk about it in person, which is really helpful for you yeah. and I.
I think it's so important to bring in somebody who really understands how to make a home just have that zing,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Because let's face it, we've been living there for so long that you just don't know how to make it, how
you
other
get
people
used
even can
to
look
it
at it. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. All right. So when is home staging the most beneficial? I would say it can be really beneficial when it's the kind of property where the buyers would have a hard time visualizing where things would go. Or even I've seen, remember that one time we had this, it was a mobile home in Sandy, and it sold so quickly, over asking. I had so many offers. Every buyer that walked in there was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. The house itself without it was professionally staged. Mm-hmm. Without the staging, it was nothing special.
I think that was
the
moment.
The furniture was so cute.
I realized that your home being staged is worth it.
That
in
made
most,
it.
In some cases. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because this is a manufactured home we're
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah.
And honestly, the statistics, they tell you your home actually sells for more when it's professionally staged.
Yeah.
And I can see that.
And when we say staging, like the rest of this talking about it, we think every seller should have their home staged, but that doesn't mean a professional coming in. A lot of that's just simply decluttering, mm-hmm. you know, buying some new linen and sprucing up your home, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Designer and advice.
Yes.
All right. Oh, sounds great. What a great show.
Yeah.
I really like that. That's it for this week. You can tune in and listen to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Next weekend's Real Estate with Mariah and Spence will return to its regular time Saturday at 9:30 in the morning. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Buttress Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.